Good morning, and welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod-DeVerges, and I will be your guide over the next few minutes through this wonderful journey. Now, the Morning Miracle Meditation is a great way to start your week, start your day, and every week there will be a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then you'll begin to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So the focus for this week is from passion to purpose. So let's begin by taking the meditation position, and that is to sit with your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And just take a nice few deep and easy connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine. Inhale and exhale out the top of your head. And again, a nice, deep, easy, cleansing breath from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale. Very good. And the meditation for this morning is really designed for you to connect with your passion. And as you make this connection, you will begin to understand how it contributes to your dynamic life purpose that is to be enhanced or even yet realized. So during this guided process, I'll be talking about and you'll be creating geometric shapes made of lines of energy that come together and form for specific purposes. Within each geometric shape exists a particular energy form, and you, as a divine spirit, will create the geometric shapes needed to connect with your own personal passion and your purpose. So as we go through this guided process, don't intellectualize what you need to do. Don't try to figure it out. Just allow yourself the opportunity to automatically create the shapes that you know are significant to you. You'll be guided through it, and you'll begin to have an idea of what the shapes, the geometric shapes that are created, actually mean for you. The importance of creating these geometric shapes is so that you will be able to fully begin to create from your passion the purpose or the way in which you choose to express your passion in the world. And that way you'll really understand the actual energy that's associated with your passion. And you'll be able to tap into that passion from your soul, which provides clarity on how you choose to express your passion again in the world. So now I'd like for you to imagine that you are sitting on top of a tree trunk, a nice, strong tree trunk that goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, into the center of the earth. And this tree trunk has roots that are solidly connected to the center of the earth. And you are one with it, allowing yourself to be absolutely unmovable and very present. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. A very large bubble surrounds your body. This is your aura bubble. And it is 18 inches from above your head, underneath your feet, in front of you and back of you and all around you. And this aura bubble has a nice eggshell stiffness to it at the edge. The edge of the aura bubble has an eggshell stiffness, and it's a beautiful golden pearlescent vibration color. Beautiful golden pearlescent vibrational color. And now I would actually like for you to imagine you are sitting in the middle of a giant pyramid. You are sitting in the middle of a giant pyramid. A point is above your head. You have two base points out in front of you to the left and the right, and one base point behind you as you sit in the middle of this giant pyramid. And outside of this pyramid is a giant, huge, violet, flaming, burning wall. It is tall and wide, burning from the ground up outside of the pyramid. Very good. And take nice connected breaths, breathing deeply and easily from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale easily and gently. And as you continue to breathe in this fashion, nice deep breaths, you will be clearing all of your chakras. The chakras are an energy system that are along the spine and through your head. There are 7 primary chakras. And all you need do right now is intend that as you inhale, you are exhaling out through each and every chakra, clearing those chakras of any energy forms that you're ready to release. Any belief systems, any thoughts, images, feelings, whatever comes up, let it go as you just take nice, deep, and easy breaths. You're clearing all the chakras, 1 through 7, simultaneously right now as you exhale, and that giant flaming wall on the outside of the pyramid literally begins to gently receive and suck the energy that has come to the surface right out of your space, your aura bubble, right out of the pyramid you're sitting in the middle of, and directly into the violet flame. And the chakra locations, the first chakra is located at the base of your spine. The second chakra is located 2 inches below your belly button along the spine. Your third chakra is located behind your stomach on your spine. The fourth chakra is located behind your heart on your spine or close to it. The fifth chakra is located at the base of your throat, at the top of your spine. The sixth chakra is located in the center of your head. And the seventh chakra is located at the top of your head. Now each of these chakras help to regulate your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual bodies. So just let go, knowing that you as spirit are very well aware of what you choose to release at this time, whatever the energy is that is not serving you any longer. Very good. And now, as you continue to breathe easily, we're going to actually begin to clear energy from your spine, from all energy that keeps you from living your passion and being on your purpose. So just breathe easily, gently, effortlessly. And I'd like you to imagine that at the bottom of your feet, there are doors. There's a door on your left foot at the bottom and a door on your right foot at the bottom. And see these doors opening 100%. And as they open completely, begin to see a beautiful honey golden brown color vibration coming from the earth and moving up through your feet, all the way up through your legs, past your knees, into your thighs, this beautiful honey golden color brown vibration is moving all the way up through your spine, into the pelvic area, all the way up the spine, through the abdomen, up through the spine, upper back area, and all the way up into your throat where the top of the spine is, and through your head, and it fountains out the top of your head. This is beautiful honey golden brown earth energy that's clearing your spine, that's releasing and letting go of everything there so that your natural life force energy or chi can be brought to the surface. And now, I'd like for you to begin to envision a beautiful pearlescent, bright golden light coming down from the cosmos into the top of your head and moving all the way down through your spine. So through the center of your head and down through your spine, at the throat, upper back, let that beautiful pearlescent golden light move through your spine as it goes down the middle portion of your back, down through the area where the abdomen is, along the spine, all the way down into the pelvic area, and continue to see this light as it goes down through your thighs, past your knees, into your legs, and down out through your feet. And just continue to see this light flooding down in this manner, again continuing the process now of raising the vibration and life force energy that moves through you. It clears and it raises the vibration. And focusing now and putting your attention specifically at your first chakra, located at the base of the spine. Imagine a pyramid is surrounding that chakra. In other words, your first chakra is sitting in the middle of a pyramid, right at the base of your spine. And imagine your second chakra, located 2 inches below your belly button, but also on the spine. Imagine that your second chakra is actually also in the center of a pyramid. Right where the second chakra is, 2 inches below the belly button, see it sitting in the middle of a pyramid. And do the same for your third chakra, located behind the stomach. See the third chakra sitting in the middle of a pyramid. And the fourth chakra, located behind your heart, see that also in a pyramid. And envision your fifth chakra at the base of your throat. See the fifth chakra also in the center of a pyramid. These tiny pyramids actually operate as wonderful vortexes. And imagine your sixth chakra in the center of your head is also in a pyramid of its very own. And the seventh chakra, located at the top of your head, is also in its own powerful little pyramid. With each chakra being in its own special pyramid, it amplifies the chakra and it allows you to do the work necessary to connect with your passion and then see, become aware of, and be more enlightened as to how you choose to express that passion as your purpose. So now going back to the first chakra, I'd like you to see what the color of your first chakra is. It doesn't matter what color you think it's supposed to be or what you might know that chakra is actually the right color. Just see it as the color that it is. And then I want you to envision that chakra as a ruby red. If it's already that color, that's great. But now envision and shift it to a ruby red. And take a look at your second chakra, 2 inches below your belly button. Notice what color that is. And regardless of the color, shift it and imagine it as an orange. And take a look at your third chakra, which is behind your stomach, and just notice what color it is right now, whatever it might be. If you don't see it, you may get a sense of it. You might know it. You may have some kind of feeling or thought or what have you that's associated with it. And now see that third chakra as a lemon yellow color vibration. your fourth chakra located behind your heart. Just see what color that is right now. And now shift it to a beautiful emerald green. And see the sixth chakra in the center of your head. Notice the color it is at this moment. And shift it to a beautiful indigo color vibration. It's kind of a purple blue color, like an ink color. And put your attention at the seventh chakra on top of your head. And notice what that color vibration is currently. And shift it so that it is a beautiful violet color vibration. Now going back to your first chakra, I want you to actually see a point in the middle of that chakra. Remember, these chakras are energy centers. They help to regulate you on every single level. They help to work in harmony and balance you. So I want you to just begin with the first chakra and see one point in the middle of the chakra. And that's at the base of the spine. And now from the middle of that chakra, envision two lines of energy. Two lines of energy that begin to move from that very middle point of the chakra. They move out toward your aura bubble. They can move out from your to your aura bubble in the same direction, or it might be different directions. One can move front to the edge of your aura bubble. One can move behind you. One can move to the right or to the left or up or down. There is no right or wrong. Just allow these two lines of energy from the middle of your chakra to move out to the edge of your aura in whatever direction they want to move. And notice what color those lines of energy are. Doesn't matter. There is no right or wrong. There is significance for you personally, but you don't know or don't have to know what they mean at this time. And now go to your second chakra located 2 inches below the belly button and see a middle point in that second chakra. And from that second chakra in the middle, see those two points of energy, see that point of energy, and see two lines of energy moving from that one point out in whatever directions they choose to the edge of your aura. Notice the colors of the lines of energy as they move out. There's no right or wrong what direction the lines move in. Just let them go out to the edge of the aura. Don't force it. Just allow them to go. They know what to do. The energy knows what it's doing. So let them go to the edge of the aura. And now put your attention on the third chakra behind your stomach. See the middle point in the third chakra. And from there, see the two lines of energy moving from that one point out to the edge of your aura. And notice the color of those lines of energy. They may even be a different color than the color of the actual chakra. It might be a similar color. The color of those lines of energy might be one color or a darker color toward the point of the chakra and get lighter as they move out. Again, there's no right or wrong to this. And see your fourth chakra, the middle point of the fourth chakra, which is behind the heart. And see two lines of energy moving out from that point of the fourth chakra. They move to the edge of their aura. Very good. See the lines of energy at their color vibration. All of the lines of energy may even be the same color, and that's okay too. And in any direction they move is fine. Now put your attention on your fifth chakra, located at the base of your throat. Find that middle point of your fifth chakra and see the two lines of energy moving from that middle point out to the edge of your aura. Very good. And see the middle point of your sixth chakra, located at the center of your head. And see the two lines of energy from your sixth chakra, from that middle point going out to the edge of your aura. Make note of the color vibration of those lines of energy. Don't forget to breathe. Don't hold your breath. The breath is important. And now see your seventh chakra at the top of your head. And see the middle point of your seventh chakra. And expand two lines of energy from that middle point out to the edges of your aura, or edge of your aura. And notice the color vibration. Very good. Continuing to breathe. And like giant beacons of light, these lines of energy, I'd like for you to see them and allow them to begin to move along the edge of your aura. These lines of energy are still connected to your chakras, but from whatever position they're in now, whether they have moved from a chakra diagonally, up, down, front, back, side, from one side or another side, begin to see these lines of energy and their color vibrations moving to another point at the edge of your aura. And once these lines of energy shift, make note of them. See if there's any change in any color vibration. And the primary thing is, I really want you to pay attention to any patterns that these shifting lines begin to make. Pyramids, octagons, rectangles, hexagons. They may begin to create different shapes, different patterns and different forms literally within your aura. These lines of energy, allow them, once they reach the edge of your aura, to then shift again into a different pattern where they move. Some of these lines may intersect. They may come together at a certain point at your aura. Experience any color vibration change as these lines of energy continue to shift at the edge of your aura, coming from your chakras. The lines are simply moving the way giant spotlight lights move in all directions. And as they form these shapes, just know, be aware, perhaps see, perhaps hear, perhaps feel what the shapes might be or the patterns. And I'm going to share with you, as you continue to allow these lines of energy to move, I am going to share what the color vibrations are, what they mean, and also what the actual line patterns represent. So a straight line is a brick red vibration, and that represents neutrality. So if there is a line from one of your chakras that is not connected or touching anything else, it represents neutrality. If there is a bent line, it is a true red that represents the number one, which is new beginnings, which is to start fresh. That also represents flowing or moving fluently. So if you have a bent line, it is flowing or moving fluently. It is also a red vibration. If there is a line that is representing any degree or angle, if it is in any type of degree or angle, an obtuse angle, an acute angle, anything of that nature, that does represent partnership and coming together. It represents being sharp, being focused, and being to the point. And that is an orange-yellow vibration. If you have a triangle triangular shape, that is a yellow color vibration. Doesn't mean that the triangle itself is yellow. It just means it represents that color vibration, which actually is a vibrational elevation. It is a way of elevating one's vibration. It is also representative of creating and creativity. The next one is a green color, and that would be a diamond shape. A diamond shape that would have maybe a green color vibration associated with it. It also represents loving embrace. And that green color vibration as well represents connection to earth, connection to self, connection to the cosmos, connection to all things that are part of this world experience. The next shape is pentagon. It has five sides. And this represents strength and power, a blue color vibration. And this blue color vibration is one that also represents ease. You may have strength and power with ease, fluidity, purpose. So keep breathing and seeing these lines of energy from each chakra continuing to move along the aura, the edge of the aura, forming various shapes. A six-sided shape is the hexagon, and this is a deeper blue or indigo color vibration. This hexagon also represents luminescent, new dimensional opening type of energy. Luminescent and new dimensional opening energy. The seven-sided pattern is a heptagon. It is violet in color vibration. And that is exuberance and joyfulness. Exuberance and joyfulness. Seven-sided pattern. And once you feel comfortable within a particular pattern, if there is a pattern that really you seem to resonate with, that seems to be at your best and highest vibration, you may let it rest there. You do not have to keep moving the lines. Let it rest at a pattern that you feel most comfortable with, that you resonate with. And notice what that pattern is. And an eight-sided pattern is an octagon. It is a true purple color vibration representing total peace. Very good. Keep breathing. And a nine-sided pattern is called an inagon. And an inagon is a golden color vibration. And it represents connection with divine source. So regardless of the pattern that you have rested upon, if it is a straight line, it's neutrality. If it's one line, it's a bent line. That represents flowing and moving fluently. If it's two-sided or two lines that have come together at any degree or angle, it's to be sharp, focused, or to the point. If it has three lines, it is a triangle, which is vibrational elevation. If it has four lines, it's a diamond. That means loving embrace. If it's five lines that have come together to form a pentagon, it means strength and power. If it's six lines that have come together, it's a hexagon, meaning luminescent, light energy, and new dimensional opening. If it's a seven-sided pattern, it is a heptagon, and it represents exuberance and joyfulness. An eight-sided pattern is the octagon, which is total peace. and a nine-sided pattern is the Inagon, and that is connection with divine source. And just take nice, deep, and easy breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your head, and exhale. And another nice deep breath from the tips of your toes, moving all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale. Very good. And I want you now to just shift your attention completely to the top of your head. And see that point at the top of your head being very, very bright, beautiful, pearlescent golden light. See that light getting brighter and brighter at the top of your head. Just know that it's expanding in its brightness. And put your attention now at your throat and see a beautiful, bright, pearlescent golden light shining at your throat. And that becomes brighter and larger and more expansive. And see a beautiful pearlescent golden light at your solar plexus, or the middle of your stomach area. See that also very bright pearlescent golden light. And it gets brighter and expansive. And see a bright light at the base of your spine, at your tailbone. See a pearlescent golden light at that particular place or position. And it just keeps getting brighter and more expansive. And now see another bright light at your feet. A pearlescent, golden, bright, beautiful light at your feet. And see it getting more and more expansive and brighter. And just continuing to breathe from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale. Very good. And another nice deep breath. And as you breathe deeply, see a beautiful golden line of energy that moves from underneath your feet, up behind you as you inhale, over the top of your head, and then exhale from the top of your head, back down your front to the bottom of your feet. And inhale again, seeing a beautiful golden light of energy coming up behind you and over your head. Inhale and exhale, back down your front. Another golden line of energy goes back underneath your feet, so that you have a beautiful golden circle of light as you inhale, coming up behind you, from underneath your feet up to the top of your head. Exhale, it goes down in front of you from the top of your head back underneath your feet. So you have a beautiful golden circle of energy moving from back to front. And as you continue with these deep breaths, nice and easy, begin to see a second golden circle of light moving from the bottom of your feet as you inhale up on the left side over your head. Exhale, going down the right side back underneath your feet. And inhale again, and that golden circle of light comes up on the left side and over your head. It goes back down the right side, back underneath your feet, so that you continue with these nice, deep, and easy breaths. Two golden circles of light from the back to front and left to right. And what this is doing now is that in the pattern that you have created within yourself that is vibrant and luminescent, the energy that is associated with that pattern is an energy where part of your passion comes from. Your passion is an energetic feeling. It is an energetic way of being. And as you activate by bringing these two golden circles of light from back to front and left to right, as you activate your passion, just simply allow yourself to expand into how that passion will start to form as your true purpose. Perhaps it's in the way of being a healer. Perhaps your purpose is in the way of expressing to others in a form that brings about joy. Perhaps your purpose is to carry strength and power. That could be in the way of an activist. That could be in the way of a teacher. That could be in any form. Maybe in the way of a counselor. If that passion is total peace, you may also be a person who is a warrior for peace. Might be how you choose to express it and the way you bring about your passion of peace into purpose. It may be as someone who volunteers, who works in nonprofits, who works with the disabled, or what have you. It may be your passion as vibrational elevation. And so that may also be in the way of the purpose being through teaching. It may be in the way of being a doctor or a nurse or the owner of a very conscious business or corporation. Whatever your passion, be it neutrality, flowing and moving fluently, being focused and to the point, having vibrational elevation, being and experiencing loving embrace, having strength and power, being luminescent, creating new dimensional openings. Perhaps that means your purpose, or one way to express it is by doing psychic readings, by doing different types of hand analysis readings and other forms of healing that open into new dimensions. Exuberance and joyfulness may be your passion. Total peace and connection with divine source. Perhaps that would express itself as being a rabbi or a minister or someone who is a scholar and highly creative. Whatever it is, allow yourself to simply know that what your passion is. Connect with it more deeply, and the expression of that passion for your purpose will make itself known. Now, I'd like for you to imagine that you are surrounded with a great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun, a huge, bright, beautiful golden sun, and I want you to absorb as much of this golden sun as you possibly can. Absorb this golden sun, as much of it as you can. Very good. And I'd like to thank you for being with me on this morning miracle meditation. You may find out more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, and Center of Light Miracles by going to centeroflightmiracles.org. Check out some of our classes, our online courses, and our services, as well as recipes for the soul to give you hints and tips on how you can continue your personal development and spiritual journey. And until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.